starts off, there's a few points to it. It's a three-year contract, and Simplot have offered to pay a supplementary payment for the harvest that we're currently doing at the moment due to adverse conditions, and that'll be $320 a hectare, $320 a hectare.
That's for the crop that's being pulled out of the ground now?
That's for the crop that's being pulled out of the ground now, so that's classed as a supplementary payment, and then we'll start a three-year contract for the next planting in the spring, which will see a price increase of $7.50 a tonne. The year after that will see a price increase of $5 a tonne, and the year after that a price increase of $2.50 a tonne.
Three-year contracts, that's new for this industry, is it not?
I'm not sure about Ulverston. We've grown for the Scottsdale factory until it closed probably a decade ago, and we had a couple of stints up there on three-year contracts, so I'm not sure whether Ulverston had done it before or not. So it is a bit of a new concept in modern day.
In the historical side of things, what have you learnt about them? Is there a lot of downside or upside? What are the pros and cons?
I think it adds stability to the industry because you know what price you've got 3 years out. You're not growing on a one-year crop. If you go and reinvest in a new harvest or irrigation or buying water, which has been a lot of that done in the last few years, it gives some sort of stability that you're not going to receive a sudden price drop.
We've seen that, though, with contracts for other industries, and there have been changes worked through even after the contracts have been done.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, if anything adverse popped up from a grower's point of view, if fertiliser prices, fuel prices went through the roof, I think, you know, there'd be mechanisms in there to counteract that. Simplot, I think it varies a bit, but they've committed to roughly the same volume, same area.
Same varieties?
Yes, there is. Sadly, I think that's probably one of the things that we're lacking as growers, is a new variety. We're pretty much stuck on Russet, Burbank and Ranger, and I think, yeah, we probably need another high-yielding variety in there somewhere along the line. We had Bondi's other years, but they never worked out. There's always variety trials on the go, but it takes a long time to get a cultivar that suits everyone.
So then, what was the feeling? Was it a unanimous vote to go with this?
It was a unanimous vote. I think the feeling was, as I've said before, from a grower point of view, we all think that the processors never quite pay us enough money, and I reckon the processors always think that they always pay us a little bit too much, and I think that was probably the feeling tonight. So,
what's the news that's coming from Simplot? Obviously, there's confidence again if they're talking price rises and looking out for 3 years.
I think there is. I think the market's fairly volatile, though, but I think probably the lower dollar helps. And, yeah, there was talk of some upgrades at the factory. I'm not sure where they're at with those at the moment, but I think that what we need to do is try and put some stability in there and sustainability, I think, and, you know, get young people into the industry. I think we're all, when you look around the room tonight, we're all getting a bit long in the tooth, and I think we need a few young'uns there to, with a bit of youth and enthusiasm to sort of, you know, continue on.
Well, there are a few fellas who are under the age of 30 in the room tonight. A turnout of about 50 altogether?
I think we had a rough tally up. There's about 60 there, and we had 13 apologies, so that's a pretty good turnout.
So then we've talked about price, we've talked about the terms of the contract, but what about seed potatoes? Any changes for what happens for seed potato growers for this company?
We're led to believe that there's a ratio of 1.43 applies to the seed, and I would imagine that the seed price will go up the same pro rata.
And last thing, because obviously potatoes is just one of the crops in the Simplot suite, is it going to flow on to, you know, the brassicas and the beans and the other things as well?
Oh, I couldn't answer that question because I'm only a potato and onion grower, so yeah, you'd have to talk to someone else that grows those crops, I think, to clarify that one.
I guess you're hoping, though.
Yeah, I hope so. Hope so, Rose, yeah.